22 Indian startups and investors have urged PM Narendra Modi to allow startups to directly list abroad. And NBSP. The signatories to the letter to the PM include unicorns such as Baijunsku, S, Swiggy, Cred, BharatPay, and Urban Ladder, and heads of many investment firms who have invested in Indian startups. And NBSP. Calling it the UNDLQO, single most significant Big Bang reform for the startup ecosystem, and RQO, they have argued that an overseas direct listing would raise the profile of these startups, make greater capital pool available to them, and allow specialized investors to invest in these companies, especially in sectors such as software as a service, SaaS, InsurTech, insurance technology, business to business, B2B, logistics, genomics, and biotechnology. And NBSP. UNDLQO, if India wants to produce multinational tech giants, permitting our startups to access global capital by listing on international exchanges is an absolute must of comma and RQO, says the letter dated the 29th of July. The names include Tiger Global Management Partner Scott Schleifer, Falcon Edge co-founder and partner Navroz Diadwadia, Norwest Venture Capital partner Niran Shah, Lightspeed India partner Bijal Sumaya, Matrix Partners India Managing Director Vikram Vaidyanathan, Sequoia Capital India partner Rajan Anandan, Elevation Capital partner Ravi Ajujmali, and Nexus Venture Partners Jishnu Bhattacharji. And NBSP. Inability to list is a major impediment to the growth ambitions of startups and also a reason why many of them are moving their base overseas, reads the letter. VC Circle has seen a copy of the letter, which also notes that overseas listing would encourage more foreign investors to back startups. The startups and the investors allow that many companies may still prefer a domestic listing as they would gain wider home brand recognition, allow for UNDLQO, research coverage, trading liquidity, ease of investor relations, lower litigation risk, and lower listing and ongoing compliance costs UNDLQO semicolon dot and NBSP. Many consumer-facing Indian startups such as Nykaa and Policybazaar have filed for an Indian listing in the last month. This also comes just weeks after Decacorn food delivery company Zomato, which is a competitor to Swiggy, went public in India after outweighing the benefits of a domestic listing against an overseas one. Cardeco, another signatory, is a competitor to Cartrade which is listing in India. And NBSP. The letter argues that many tech startups are building products and services that compete globally, which is the reason why an overseas listing would allow these firms to compete with larger firms listed in the US and Singapore. The Economic Times was the first to report this development. A startup founder, who signed the letter, told VC Circle on condition of anonymity that they do expect the Indian government to allow for international listing eventually, but hoped that this letter would speed up the process. And NBSP. The letter, which has 22 signatories, also notes that the government and Quat showed intent to allow direct overseas listing and Quat in September 2020 and allowed for some exemptions in and NBSP, February 2021 for Indian firms listing overseas. And Quat, however, any further progress to enable direct overseas listing is still awaited. Therefore, we are writing with a request to kindly move forward with this unfinished reform agenda and expedite the steps required for turning overseas direct listing into a reality, comma and quote, the letter states. And NBSP. Startups that signed the letter include Network, Rebel Foods that owns the brand Farsos, Urban Company, Stanza Living, Cardeco, Of Business, Unacademy, and Infra.Market. Gautam Srinivas, partner at Kiton and Amp, Co said that an overseas direct listing regime would need to be in sync with an Indian regulations and NBSP, so that stakeholders have all options available to them. UNDLQO, questions would need to be addressed on exchange control laws, taxation aspects, and other aspects are to be worked upon while building such a framework, comma and RQO, he said. UNDLQO, all checks and balances from an Indian regulatory perspective needs to be examined and balanced with commercial considerations for businesses which are exploring an overseas listing option, comma and RQO, he added. And NBSP,